Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Friday. All right. Representative Seth Grove was on with us before. I think it was around the lockdown, all kinds of things going on there, unemployment and the like. He is the chairman in Harrisburg of the House Government Oversight Committee. They had a hearing scheduled with Dominion, who are much in the news, and that's not happening. He joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Representative, thank you for joining us, and thanks for the alert on this.
No problem, Dom. Thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, the same to you. So why did you guys want to hold a hearing with Dominion?
Yeah, so, you know, looking at the 2020 election, we have 14 counties that operate Dominion voting machines. That's about 1.3 million Pennsylvanians, or 19% of people that voted, voted on Dominion machines.
Is Philadelphia
no,
one? No, okay.
Philadelphia is not. Closest out your way would be Montgomery County.
Figures. Okay.
Yep. Montgomery yes. County voted on them. So we wanted to bring them in and just address concerns. Like, there's just a lot out there on Dominion voting machines, and we haven't heard it from any other voting machines, companies, or equipment in the United States. So we just wanted to have them come in, answer the questions as best they can, and just kind of put that fear and rhetoric to a side so we can actually start focusing on election law stuff, you know, what actually happened, you know, is there any truth to any of these accusations? That's what we wanted to do and bring them in. Really easy thing to do. You know, and they reached out to us. I will give them credit. They reached out to us. We asked them to come in for an informational hearing, which is a little more laid back. They're not sworn in. They're going to do it virtually. And then Rudy Giuliani kind of got up yesterday and said a lot of stuff about Dominion. And you know, I thought they'd back out, but they ended up saying, you know, we're going to keep our commitment and we're going to move forward. And then right about, I think around 9 o'clock last night, they called and said, sorry, we've been advised by our attorneys, we might get litigation, so we're not going to do it. So, you know, we members have been prepping, they've been reading, they want to get their questions addressed. Pennsylvanians want to get their questions addressed on the Dominion voting system. Like 1.3 million people want to make sure that their votes were counted and counted appropriately. And we didn't have that luxury today. So we kind of left the link for the hearing open. And when people tuned in for what they assumed was going to be a robust policy discussion in an open public forum about taxpayer-funded voting machines to the tune of millions of dollars, they got a press conference of the members of the State Government Committee and others highlighting the fact that, you know, Dominion pulled the plug and refused to hold accountable for their machines.
So what do? Do you subpoena them? Is there appetite for that?
So the problem, honestly, the problem we run into is we are officially done November 30th. So we do not have time to execute subpoenas at this point. Yesterday, we approved a resolution to have the Legislative Budget Finance Committee. They are an arm of the legislative branch. They have subpoena power to do an audit of those machines. I'm going to be following up with them to see what they can do specifically on those Dominion machines in those 14 counties.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's an audit, representative, going on here. What are some of the areas? You know, I'm in Philadelphia all my life, so the area of concern is what Philadelphia is and what we saw at the convention center. But who are you calling in? What's happening with this audit of the election?
Yeah, so we authorized the Legislative Budget Finance Committee to do an audit of all 67 counties. They have to be statistically significant samples from all 67 counties. We're just not picking like Forest and Crawford County. We want to see what happened in Philadelphia. We want to see what happened in Montgomery and New York, Allegheny, and so forth. Their job is to, and they can contract with a third party if they feel they don't have the expertise, but their job is to dive in there as an entity that has no care of what the outcome of the election is. They don't care how it was facilitated. They're there to do fact-finding and find the truth of what actually occurred in this election and produce a report so we can early next session act on that report and secure our elections moving forward and make sure we're not like this. And, you know, I go back to Florida. You know, remember 2000, Hanging Chads, Bush v. Gore. They're a model state of executing an election today, which has a larger population than Pennsylvania. And you remember the infamous Broward County, Miami-Dade County. They didn't have any integrity issues brought up in their election whatsoever. So that's the model we need to go after. So at the end of the day, Pennsylvania knows the ballots were done election day. Everything was counted, and they can trust that their vote was counted in a fair, open, and transparent process. And that didn't occur.
Yeah, the hard part is to start with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and the Wolf administration, which are out of control. And the way I've been billing this with listeners, and you probably get this where you are too, you know, they are so enraged by this that sometimes they swing to the wildest conspiracies. I haven't charged them with anything in Philadelphia except this. They acted in completely bad faith. In other words, this is the first time we had early voting at satellite offices. They said they were just offices, not voting places, even though you were voting, and refused to have anybody there to monitor that, to be on the side and see what's going on. Then we saw it at the convention center. We saw it with the drop boxes. So it's got to be frustrating. I'm sure you're hearing it. What can be done, since you guys have been reinforced that the people wanted Republicans to control the Senate and the House as an oppositional force to Wolf and some of the other stuff going on? What is it being talked about that can get us back to the the out of control behavior of the Secretary of State and the court?
Right. And if, even if you go back, Dom, all the way back, this all started with Wolf unilaterally decertifying the voting machines. He wanted a more secure ballot system that could be have a paper trail that can be audited. That was the entire purpose of this entire new ballot system that we have today. And the simple fact that the Democrats and the Wolf administration are fighting a comprehensive audit begs the question, what are you trying to hide? Like, don't you want your system to use how you expect it to be used, right?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, those salient issues need addressed. Drop boxes were never created in law. There's nothing in our elections code that says you're allowed to use a drop box at all. Satellite election offices are not allowed by election code. Not allowed. They are a polling place and should have been handled as a polling place on election day. And then you get into the problem with our Constitution that requires uniformity in our election systems. You cannot treat voters differently in different counties.
That's equal.
That is blatantly unconstitutional. So when you have voters being able to drop their ballots off in a drop box, which, by the way, every postal blue bin is a drop box because they're mail-in ballots, right? I don't know how many of them there are in Philadelphia, but they could have used the actual postal service instead of creating their own entity.
Yeah, here's the question. Right? I went back and I looked at it. I'm not there. You know all the back and forth. I don't even know if you voted for it. I was amazed, though, this compromise to take away reasoning for an absentee ballot. In other words, you had to prove something to get an absentee ballot. Once that happened, and then we were hit with COVID, you could see what they were going to do. We were going to go to this system that overwhelmed it, produced chaos at best, and at worst, allowed corruption.
Right. So we actually, the mail-in ballots had the same protections as absentee ballots, but the PA Supreme Court overturned them. So again, uniformity in voting. You had to verify your signature when you go in to vote. You had to verify your signature when you're doing absentee ballots, including providing your driver's license. Last four, you had to provide something that says you are, you know, Seth Grove, right? Well, the court threw that out on the mail-in votes, just the mail-in votes. Well, that treated equal voters unequally.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like the that's like basically the only integrity mechanism we have on elections. They threw it out. Why are they throwing out integrity provisions on mail-in ballots ahead of the election? And it just brings up to the simple fact that people have questions on this election and how it occurred. And that's the big one. Why are you removing the only integrity provisions and just on the mail-in ballots before
right,
the election?
Exactly.
And that was a court case. That was the Democratic Party v. Brooke Barr.
Yep.
Right.
Well, on the good news front, mm-hmm. what's your take? Because I have something here in the Philadelphia papers today about this pushback now of Democrats saying we are not for defunding the police. Did that issue, do you think, echo across Pennsylvania? In other words, it crystallized what we've always known a lot of these people are. They are weak on police support at best, and anti-cop at worst.
Right. So I think the entire defund police was part of it. I think the Democrats being associated with bringing in socialism, and that's part of socialism, right? Get rid of the police force is part of that. They don't believe in law and order, right? I think that was a driver. I think the COVID-19 response by the governor was huge. And you could kind of see it. So I track COVID data like every day. I do my own graphs. I chart it myself because I want to make sure the accuracy in the numbers and what's being reported. And I want to check for discrepancies in the actual data the department is reporting. From what we've seen dating back to July is a decrease in participation of individuals giving Department of Health answers in case investigation and contact tracing. And you got to remember, a lot of these cases are in the more urban and suburban areas where there's population, close-knit, population, you have higher caseloads, right? So down the southeast where you tend to have more individuals leaning left, those individuals are being less likely to communicate with the Department of Health, showing just a weariness over the entire COVID policy, and then a mistrust. And then, I don't want them coming in and harassing my family, my friends who I've been around. I don't want them shutting down my local business, which I want to keep open. So you're seeing that big backlash, and that was built into the COVID data. You're not going to pick that up on polling places. So heading into the election, I knew this would be a big election for Republicans. And we saw at the polls, the voters came back. They gave us Republicans, the Auditor General and the Treasurer. And then they reinforced the House. And, I don't know if you saw the Allegheny court case today, but they threw out a couple ballots. And that state Senate seat's a dead tie of an incumbent sitting Democrat with a Republican challenger. Dead tie right now. So I think there's a lot of weariness, when the department comes out with, you have to mask at home. You're just going out of bounds with where the general public is at.
I agree with you. But what is it that can be done more directly? That doesn't stop Rachel Levine and the governor, as you know, who, although he's mild-mannered in appearance, he's a stone-cold progressive who is just hiding out under everything's an emergency forever, things of that nature. What do you sense among your members, the frustration? You're right.
More of
you are elected. More of you are sent back there. Mm-hmm. But something, there's got to be a win here against this guy and Rachel Levine at some point.
Yeah, so we've been getting wins. It's not really promoted. So we passed a law this past year. The governor ended up not signing it, but it became law. He didn't end up vetoing it. It was Act 77. It reopened the Right to Know offices and required the Department of Health to actually share their COVID data, their models, and how they collect the data.
Okay.
We've been able to win Right to Know requests with that data release. We're actually in court now. Representative Frank Ryan from Lebanon County, if you know Lebanon County, they're the ones that were the last county to open. They opened everybody else with higher case counts before Lebanon County. So he's in court now fighting. I have over 30 right-to-know requests that are going up for appeal right now, asking for the data and the models for every single decision the Wolf administration has made on COVID-19. Because we need to track it. Like, regardless of what happens with COVID moving forward, we have to look back at the exact policies they used to make sure they were effective. Because you need the data to show it. Like, you just can't say we're making these decisions. We need to know if they worked or not, because this could happen in the future, and we need to be better informed and better prepared moving forward. The fact that they continue to hide data and not being transparent is a problem, but we've been able to win a lot of those cases moving forward. We passed a constitutional amendment to change the emergency declaration to empower the General Assembly to actually stop it. That will hopefully we can move that early next session, and that'll be on the ballot for voters to approve during the primary.
All right.
So we're exercising every tool.
Well, thank you so much. Have a good Thanksgiving, and please keep us in the loop when one of these things breaks, because people need some hope that this cannot continue in this manner. Thank you, Seth. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Dom. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.